the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
We are actively working through our 12 Game Changer game rules. These are the rules of engagement. If you're going to get on the field and you're going to play this game of real estate with any kind of skill, most of these games are internal work, things you need to think about, things you need to live out on a daily basis in your real estate career. I'm Jennifer Henry. I am the host of the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast. I'm obsessed with the game rules. You'll hear it in the way that I'm delivering them. I'm realizing as I record these that I am so passionate about the topics that we've written into our game rules. I hope that you hear it. I hope that you receive it. I hope that you bring it to life in your own business. We've done game rule 1, 2, 3, and 4, and now we are on game rule number 5. Failure is not final. I think this game rule is pretty self-explanatory, but if it was easy to understand and we would just live it out every day, we wouldn't have to talk about it on a daily, continual basis. And that is why I'm bringing it into a game rule. Let's talk about failure today, and let's talk about it openly without fear. Failure is, by definition, a very bad thing. I think most of us feel it's a very bad thing. Most of us avoid it at all cost because failure makes us look bad, feel bad, and none of us want either one of those things. We want to look good, we want to be right, and failure threatens those two things that we want as human beings all the time. However, I reserve the right and hereby give you permission to reserve the right to define failure as whatever you want it to mean. What is failure? What actually is failure? Okay, in the realm of anything, failure is something not turning out the way you intended it to. I think we can all agree that that's what it is. But in the world of real estate, in my definition of failure, and you don't have to accept this, it's fine, but my definition of failure is quitting. That is the quote unquote failure rate of our industry is when someone quits. 87% of agents do not renew their license in 2 years. I call that our failure rate. So if we want to call failure what it is, according to the industry, it is quitting. Within those that haven't quit, within those of us that are doing it, the 13%, if you will, what is failure? Failure may mean going to a listing appointment and not getting the listing. Failure may mean not getting a closing to the closing table. Failure may mean not converting a buyer or seller to sign an agreement to work with you. Outside of that, what is failure in this industry? Is failure doing a social media post and not getting very many likes? Is failure opening a YouTube and channel and getting no subscribers for 6 months? And if that's the case, what is the line? Is it 6 months? Is it a year that you get none? Is it if you get 1,000 but didn't get the 10,000 you thought you should have gotten? You see, failure is so extremely relevant to whatever's going on in your life. It's relative. It's relative to your standard of success. You see, to a YouTuber, 10,000 followers might be a complete and utter failure when they wanted 1,000,000. But to you, failure would be, 10,000 would be a huge, massive success. So failure is absolutely relative to you and to your standard you've set for your life. So I just want you to recognize that failure is extremely personal. It's a personal definition. Outside of plain old quitting, which we're taking off the table, you get to decide what failure is to you. I hope that you're following me here. What is failure to you? By my definition, failure is quitting. So that means that everything between where I am today and quitting is not failure. Anything that does not turn out the way I wanted it to doesn't even fall into the realm of failure for me. It falls into the realm of a lesson, something I needed to learn, something I need to do better. Outside of quitting, in my mind, in my world, in the risk I take on a daily basis with my companies, failure is not even a thing that's happening. If I quit, I fail. If I put on a class and no one shows up, that is not failure. That is something I need to learn how to do better. I need to learn better advertising and promotion. I need to learn how to articulate the value of what I'm doing better. If I go to a listing appointment and I don't sell, but I'm putting it into the perspective of sales, I go to a listing appointment and I don't get the listing, that is not failure. That is me needing to learn how to perfect my listing agreement or do a better job vetting the customer over the phone. Or all the things I could do to improve that scenario so it doesn't happen again. Outside of quitting, to me, there is no failure. Everything is a lesson to a better me, to a better skill, to a tighter version of my value. So failure, according to game rule number 5, is not final unless you make it final. Failure, by the definition that most people are living their lives, which is things aren't turning out the way I want, I'm failing. Maybe not. Maybe you're putting bricks on the wall of failure where you're eventually going to quit. But if you call them failure, my friends, then yes, you are destined to build that wall. But if you call them lessons, if you see them as opportunities to improve, in fact, they're vital. These lessons you learn along the way, these setbacks, these things that don't turn out the way you want, they're disappointing. They're frustrating. Yes, I'm not asking you to not have your feelings about them. I'm asking you to be careful how you define them. They don't get to define you as failure. They don't get to define you as loser any more than they get to define you as winner. What do I mean by that? All right, you go to a listing appointment, you win the listing. Yay, you. Well, guess what? You didn't just win your career. You won a listing. You have to win that every day, all the time, in order to win your career. So any more than you get to say this win determines my entire career success, any more you don't get to do that, you don't get to say this loss defines my career success. Failure is not even a thing unless you quit. And it's certainly not final. Not going your way, things not going your way does not mean anything unless you make it mean something. You get to decide what it means. You get to decide what lesson you want to take and how you want to do better next time. So let's take failure out of the mix. We're not quitting. We know that. We're here. We're listening to this podcast. And if you are on the verge of quitting, remember, it's probably because you've allowed the setbacks to define yourself as a failure or this career as a failure, when at the end of the day, it probably only needed you to learn some lessons, to not slap that failure label on that thing that didn't go your way. Don't go there with that. Don't get so fatalistic. It's not final. Failure is part of the deal. The only way you get to be awesome is you fail a lot. So make the goal to fail a lot and quickly. Don't drag out these failures. Knock them out. Go fail a whole lot. Go make mistakes so that you can learn and you can get better and you can get where you want to go faster. And even then, you'll have failures because you're going to want to learn something new and grow into something greater than where you are. And it's going to require you to go out on that limb. And sometimes that limb snaps and sometimes you fall. But you get to decide if that fall is fatal or not. Game rule number 5, failure is not final. We have 10 affirmations that we've written for you to use if this is something you're struggling with, to bring a practical application into your daily life, to put some life into these game rules for you. Here we go. The 10 affirmations for game rule number 5, failure is not final. I build confidence when I fail, and I keep going anyway. Failure is the condiment that gives my success its flavor. The best of the best fail. They just don't give up. The success of my business is tied directly to my willingness to fail. I allow fear of failure to fuel me to excellence. I set myself apart by not allowing fear of failure to control me. There is no failure. There is only learning. Failure is inevitable. My courage to continue is what counts. I am confident that I can fail and succeed at the same time. Within me is everything I need. If you're staring down the barrel of failure right now, remember, you get to define what failure really means to you. Is it the end? Or is it nothing more than a bend in the road? And once you learn what you need to learn and you walk that corner, you can take that turn into a new horizon and a new picture of what your life could be. That is my hope and prayer for you.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.